recording.
So am I.
Oh, we just did a precast.
Yeah.
Private precast.
Right. It's like going down on people. It's like we just went down on each other a little bit and now we're ready.
I don't remember what that is. Going what? Like down the street?
Yeah.
Like to a bodega? Like
yeah, going
going down the block to like pick up a ice cream cone?
Yeah, going downstairs to smoke a cigarette and get the fuck away from each other. And now we're back to tag team fuck you guys.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Happy whatever fucking day of quarantine it is.
Who knows? Who knows? I'm having an up day. Like, I don't want to shock anyone, but if you don't drink alcohol, and this is going to sound like a surprise, and it's like...
Guys, are you sitting down?
Hold on.
Are you sitting down? Because fucking, I think Wendy's going to drop some real crazy knowledge on you.
Take your seats. How soon we forget.
Turns out
that because a lot of shit going on. And so the last two nights I was like, I'm not going to drink for like a week. So the last two nights I haven't had any alcohol and I wake up feeling energized. I get a lot of shit done. I'm
not depressed.
I still am, but it's like less, you know what I mean? Suicide doesn't kick in till 5 or 6.
As opposed to immediately when I wake up.
Right. As opposed to immediately
it's crazy how that works.
Yeah.
How not putting a depressant in your body, a lot of a depressant into your body.
Yes.
Would have a positive impact. Is there science to back this? I feel like this is some fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go make a vodka in my sweet summer vibe smug.
Yeah. Hold on.
Let's talk about this over a drink.
Yeah. Let's everybody just calm down. You seem real worked up. You seem real hyped up. You probably need a drink. I definitely need a drink.
It's noon here, so it's 3 for you. Have you not had a drink yet today?
Yeah. I'm
by 3 p.m.? Are you feeling all right? Do you have coronavirus? I think you might be in a fevered state.
Yeah.
Quick, have this ice cold vodka.
But yeah, I had like whatever day it is, I'm not counting days anymore, but I had like a good day. So I'm like, let me get as much shit done as I possibly can because you never know, like 2 good days. And then a lot of times it's followed by, I want to lay in bed and stare at the wall and not even wiggle my toes for 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm on that today. Not because I'm just exhausted. I mean, depressed, duh, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
And these goddamn cats. Very cute, but like, I'm gonna go find a coyote myself and bring it here to be like, guys, this, do you see? I'll let him in. You better stop meowing at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Try, this is what I tell Sebastian when he starts poking me, or like he'll curl up to lay next to me. He's been very sweet and cuddly, but when he cuddles, he lays down on my face and I have to be like, I can't breathe, scoot over. And then he lays down for like 5 or 10 minutes and then he immediately starts licking his asshole right near my face. And I have to be like, okay, that's not, we only do nice activities. Is that a nice activity or are you?
Oh, mom, it's a nice activity.
Or are you licking your asshole by your mother's face? Is that a good guy thing or a bad guy thing?
I think he thinks it's a great guy thing.
Yeah, he thinks it's the best guy thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, this is just... So, I'm in my old building, which is right across from Scientology Center. They're always listening. But I was out front earlier, and you could see... You've been here. It's like... My building's just like a little old two-story, and this is like a 4-story hotel, basically. It's for like when they do something good, it's like they get a reward and get to stay at that one and not the scary dark one that is constantly locked up.
Yeah, yeah. That is... So what's so crazy is that it's so obviously true. When you watch those documentaries, it's like, why would all those people lie about it?
It's really... Well, I mean, literally, like the building across the street, not the one I'm looking at, but the one like... Catty corner.
Yeah.
It's fucking like we've talked about this before. There's blinds are never open. Like you can't see in anywhere. Like there's rumors about like that it's just like 4 beds to a room. Like bunk beds. It's whatever. It's spook city.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's not front. And there's they don't wear masks, because that's the other thing. If you guys don't know, Scientologists can't get sick. If you get sick as a Scientologist, it's because fucking all those alien souls, you haven't fucking worked through your levels fast enough and figured your shit out. So it's your fault. If you get cancer, it's your fault. And you can choose to heal yourself or not. It's like they kick people out.
Oh, yeah.
Because they get sick. Like if people get like Parkinson, like diseases where it's like there's no, like they will basically force you to leave the church.
Didn't that happen? John Travolta's kid, right? I think it was John Travolta's kid who has some kind of, he's like handicapped.
Yeah.
And so the son was like expelled. Like the son was, it was like where he's like not allowed to be part of the family. He's almost like disowned. It's like a weird thing because they're like, well, this is your kid's fault.
I mean, I have friends who were in the church for a long, long time. The church. It's very spooky. They all call it the church. They still do it. Like people that have left still call it the church. It's fucking crazy. But like they know people that got diagnosed with a thing, with some like serious disease, and they go to the church and tell them that they have it, and they're like, bye. Because that disproves that Scientology works.
Right.
So they have to be like, you're out of here.
That's a good way to get out of a cult. Because it's hard to, my step aunt, so it's my sister, who like, we're not blood related, but essentially we're sisters. My dad adopted her. Her mom's got 7 sisters, and they grew up in Utah. And their parents were like super abusive. Like their mom used to beat the fucking shit out of them. And their house was haunted in Utah. And they would be like, and like shit would move around. And they would be like, we don't know where the, like they have all these stories about, they're like, we don't know where the peanut butter is. And the mom, and they would be in the pantry. She'd be like, go get the peanut butter. And they'd be like, we can't find it. And all the sisters would be looking for it. And then the mom would come down and it would be like in front of, she'd go to open the pantry door and it would be like blocking the opening of the door. And they were like, it's a ghost fucking with us. Now, I don't know how much of this is true, but this is just passed down.
From generation to generation.
Yes. But then she would just beat the shit out of them. So they are, and I love my family.
Well, yeah, she wanted some, I had a peanut butter toast for breakfast.
Yeah.
I get it. I'd beat the fuck out of a kid if I can get some peanut butter.
I beat the fuck out of the cats just because. while my toast was toasting to make the peanut butter, I was just like thinking about eating my peanut butter toast. And I was like, you know what? Fuck these fucking cats.
Like the toast to make the peanut butter.
Yes.
Wendy's completely devolved. She's now just mashing up dry toast with water and spreading it on other toast, being like, this is delicious peanut butter.
Isn't this good?
This peanut butter is so good.
And it's the only kind of peanut butter that Sebastian can also eat. I just mash up his cat food. What I do is I take his cat food and form it.
At this point, all you're eating is cat food. Right. The both of you.
I just form it in the slice, of, like a piece of bread, bake it in the oven, and then I smear that with the loose cat food.
I did not like that at all. I love that you said that, and both of us immediately went, oh, no, thank you.
Loose came out of my mouth, and I was like, nope. But the one aunt, I won't say her name, but she joined the Church of Scientology, and it was the same where she was like a meth addict and on all kinds of crazy shit, and so they get, and she went in, and she was in the church for like 4 years. And
I know people that were in for like 20 plus years and got out. Very weird. But anyways, so that building, it very much looks like a hotel. Like there's a pool in the middle and then it's railing. All the doors are facing the pool and it's open air. And I'm out there and they don't wear masks. They wear masks like on the street, like the workers on the street, I think just for like optics to be like, yeah, we're taking, because they don't believe this is real.
Right.
They don't believe any disease is real. Like you give it to yourself. There's a fucking dude. There's a dude up on the third floor walking with a mask on. And I was like, okay. And then behind him comes a fucking guy in like a full hazmat suit. And they like knock on a room door. And then like the guy with the mask opens it. And then the hazmat suit guy goes in. And then the other guy like is like hovering. And then he like comes, like closes the door and just stands in front of the door. And then that hazmat suit guy comes out. They go to another room, same thing. And then I fucking notice that hazmat suit guy is holding, he's carrying like exterminators with like the long, thin metal pole, like the poison sprayers.
Yeah.
He He's like carrying that. And they went in like three rooms and then they fucking noticed I was looking at them. And I was like, great, I'm definitely murdered tonight. So guys, if fucking something happens to me.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Oh, they full, like, the one guy in the mask, like, said something, obviously, to the other guy, and the other guy turned and looked right at me. Yeah.
No, I know, Megan?
No, I'm just, again, I'm just saying, if something happens to me.
That's
if something
spooky.
Happens to me, please, fucking mob the Scientology Celebrity Center in Franklin Village, because I'm probably in the basement. Isn't that spook? Yeah.
Ooh, I do not like that.
I was like, ooh.
That's some, like, E.T. shit.
Well, and it was because the hat, I was like, okay, the hazmat suit thing. But then the fucking, like, exterminator sprayer where I'm just like, it's probably just, like, bleach.
Yeah, and I wonder if they're, like, whether they're, like, what do we think? Do we think they're cleaning the rooms or do you think that they're, like, people in there?
That's exactly.
Yeah. Because, yeah, it's one of the, because it would seems like a weird, I wonder, there's got to be somebody at some top level because they know it's bullshit. That's the thing. All these people, like the people that run cults and all these people that run churches and even people that run, like, you know, pyramid schemes like LuLaRoe, people that run pyramid schemes and are pyramid
well,
screams.
We just found this week's episode title. I mean, it was a real word.
Yeah. You're lucky it's a real word.
Could have been not a real word. At least it was a real word. Pyramid
right,
screams.
Pyramid screams.
Okay. Coming to theaters this fall. Just kidding. Theaters won't be open. Coming to streaming on all platforms.
Yes.
Pyramid screams.
Oh. It's a story of ancient Scientologists when Xenu first came to Earth.
Yes. And all the alien souls, they're screaming. That's why we're all sad and mad and anxious and stuff all the time is because all those angry alien souls.
Right.
So they're in a pyramid. Oh, my God. Okay. It's stars. What's his name? Fuck. What's
John Travolta.
No, he was.
Giovanni Ribisi. Tom Cruise.
Now you're just naming Scientologists.
I know.
Beck. What?
Laura Prepon.
No, what's, why do I want to say Brendan
Fraser
yes,
from The Mummy.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. Because yes. That's where we're going. Because he, I mean, he needs a job. Also, remember Monkey yeah. Bone? That was a good movie. But so it starts, like, Brendan Fraser back to his roots in Egypt. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the beginning is, like, flashback to Xenu and all the alien souls getting trapped in, like, a pyramid. And that's fucking why the pyramids were built.
Yep.
They weren't Pharaoh's tombs. They were for the alien souls. And then Brendan Fraser, archaeologist man, archaeologist, Scientologist, coincidence? I don't think so.
Uh-uh.
And so he is there, and they're, like, you know, to check out the tombs of the mummies. Little do they know.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to release some fucking Thetans. And then it's like Ghostbusters. There's just yes. Thetans flying all over the place.
Yeah, I like that. And so, and he, the exterminator thing, yeah, he can go in with that. Because we'll do this. I think I like the hazmat suit, like similar visuals to what you saw today. Just as like a little wink to be like, we oh. see you, motherfucker.
Just as a little wink.
Just in case.
I'm going to die tonight.
Right, in case you forgot you were going to kill me, here's a reminder. And my name,
yeah,
I'm starring in it.
All my information.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I am a little freaked out.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about Pyramid Screams, too, because the movie, and that's, but this is another, because movie, obviously, duh, but my first thought was, like, what a great ride. So, because we have to think about, like,
well,
movie,
first,
franchise.
First movie, then ride. For right. a theme park, to go into a theme park that will never be open again. Perfect.
Yes.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, we'll do. Well, that's the thing is, it's good because, again, Hollywood shut down so we can make our own stuff. You know what I mean? We can just build our own theme park on
oh,
a field.
This is a good idea.
Look, we'll build a mini Pyramid of Screams or Pyramid Screams. I guess, but Pyramid of Screams, fuck. That's the ride.
I think Pyramid of Screams is the, yeah, like the Pyramid of the Screams.
Yeah. Yeah, because Pyramid Screams is better for the movie.
Yeah. Like Pyramid Screams 2, Electric Boogaloo, when that comes out.
And then down the road when sports come back and we can bring Kevin Costner back, give him a job, and it's Pyramid of Dreams, and that's a baseball fantasy movie, I think it'll be great.
Are they playing baseball in the pyramid?
Oh, yeah.
He has to build the pyramid to get the old-timey baseball players to come play.
Right.
A baseball diamond?
Dude. It's the base of a pyramid, and that's like a prequel, right? Like they're doing with Star Wars, how they go back. So we'll do like in 5 or 10 years, Pyramid of Dreams, and it's Kevin Costner, and he's just like playing baseball around a thing, and they're like, if you build it, they will come, and he's like, who? And they're like, the Thetans, and so that's how he brings Xenu.
Well, I like this Kevin Costner because then we could do. So then from there, we'll do like a dystopian future. So this is, we got past, and then present. With Brendan Fraser. and then future would be like Scream World instead of Water World.
Yep.
And the boats are just, it's, you're floating on a sea of Thetans.
Yeah.
Apricot. Thetan, Thetan. Oh, and that's like a hilarious scene in the movie too.
Very funny. Feet and Phaeton, what is, it's like, oh, Jesus, now even the ghosts are, what is non-binary? It's called a Thetan, thank you.
Yes. Gender is fluid in Scream World.
Yeah.
And the pyramids, we don't, so they don't know about the pyramids. That's all the Thetans, all the alien ghosts. So it's not an ocean, it's just like a sea of souls. Pretty good. And then the pyramids are underneath the sea of souls, are so deep that they've risen above the pyramids. So nobody knows that there's pyramids.
Right.
And then there's like a person with like, that's like half Thetan, half person instead of half fish, half person. And then they can like dive and then they find the pyramid and then they manage to trap all the Thetans back in the pyramid.
Here's what, and this will make it extra because so the Thetans, like when you have a lot of Thetans, you a lot of times you become sick or, you know, and we're not talking shit. This is not us. This is Scientology. So you would have something like MS, right? So like in Waterworld, the little girl has the map on her back. In Scream World, this is like offensive, but I have to say it because it's like, it's a funny visual and you can fuck off. Everybody can just fuck off.
It's the end of the world. Fuck off.
The person with the reason that it's so hard to read the tattoo on their back is because the person has like cerebral palsy and grand mal seizures because they're half human, half Thetan. So they're constantly just shaking and flopping and twisting and turning. And so you can't get a grip on them to read the map.
Shaking and flopping and twisting and turning. That's one of the reviews actually for Scream World.
Yeah. And it's also the description of what happens on the ride.
Well, that's because we're not going to be able to like ever have regular roller coasters or theme parks again, potentially, at least for a very long time. So we got to get creative here. So the ride is you're by yourself in a room and you're the ride. You power the ride,
ride is,
and you just shake and flop and
oh, the ride is, and it goes with what I initially meant to say, which is pyramid scheme. The ride is two people in hazmat suits come with a thing of bleach to your home. They spray you with some kind of a drug so that you become a little bit out of it. And then they just shake you and drop kick you around your apartment until you're so injured that you can't move for a few days. And then once you are better, you find another person, and then you go to someone else's house, and you do that.
And that's how we beat coronavirus.
Yes.
See, you guys, again, you think that we're just fucking riffing. This is all written down. We spend months. That's why it's so crazy. I mean, you know, who would have thought that we were right about this pandemic? Because we've been working on all this pandemic material for months. I need to get, I need to like go get like foot stuff.
What do you mean?
Like my foot is really gross.
In what way?
I want to like. Wendy just looked at me very. It looks
in like a blue cheese way.
It looks honestly. It looks like a diabetic's foot. Wendy's just.
Oh,
like very dry look.
I'm listening. I'm looking. It, and you know what? And you also, it is like a diabetic's foot. Also, it is gross in a cheese way. That looks like a really nice, like a rind.
A nice rind. It's, dude, my feet have never been like this before. It's fucking like killing me.
Yeah, you need to do feet stuff.
I can't go like get a pedicure.
No, you can, like, but go, you can do a pedicure. Like, do it at home. Just get a bowl of hot water.
I need to get like a pumice. I need like a pumice stone.
Mm-hmm.
And look, my other one's like regular foot. Welcome to Footcast. Look, regular ass, I mean, dirty, because I've been walking around all morning. Oh, are you is not a regular ass foot?
That is a regular ass foot. Your other foot, I mean, I don't even know diabetic foot, because I've seen my share of diabetic feet, if you know what I'm saying. And
I do not. I do not know what you're saying.
That, I mean, diabetic, dead person, but it looks like the foot of not a healthy person.
No, it does not look healthy. It looks disgusting. It's gross. It's super fucking gross. Wendy is looking at me horrified.
Well, you got to soak it in warm water. I actually, my foot is, and I don't know if it's still happening, but I need to do that too, because I'll get like a blister on the bottom of my foot, and I looked and there was just like dry skin just peeling off of my foot. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with my feet? And I don't get pedicures very often, but.
I never get pedicures.
Yeah. I think I might do that, because I used to go at least like once every 2 months just to get a little touch up. And the last time I went, I went with Christina. She took me for my birthday to this day spa where she went, and like we got facials and manicure, mani pedis. It was great. She broke out so badly for like the next 2 weeks after she went that they refunded all her money. And
was that the place that she talked like massive shit on?
Yes. And, but like when we went, so the last time I got a pedicure was there, and she and I were laughing. So, cause you know, when you're with your friend and you just start just fucking around, and we were like swimming in a jacuzzi, just like putting apples in our purse and shit like that. Cause we're like, there's free snacks. Like a bunch of poor people. While we were getting our feet done, the woman doing our feet, they both kept being like, wow, your feet are really dry. And we're like, yeah, no, we know, we're gross, thanks. And then we're just like we're just laughing. And it's like a nice spa. And they kept being like, could you please keep your voice down? We've had complaints. Could you guys please be quiet? And we're like, well, then it makes you laugh even harder.
Yeah, you're not helping.
And they're trying to, and they, this, like, I like just the regular places where they don't talk to you and they just do it. But this place, like a high-end place, they kept trying to like upsell us the lotion. And she was like, okay, so the moisturizer, she goes, your feet are really dry. And I was like, she's trying to sell us like the extra double, triple moisturizer, like a triple cream brie of lotions.
I was like, when like, fuck you, I can just rub a triple cream brie on my feet. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking idiot, bitch.
I'll just put a piece of cheese between my toes and put on one of my sanitation gloves and sleep like that.
What do you think Swiss cheese is for? It's the holes are for your toes.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Oh, you people are putting that on sandwiches? Okay, fucking losers.
Oh, like a night, like a fondue pot? Foot bath? That's a genius idea. It's like a paraffin wax treatment, but fondue. So you could soak your feet in the moisturizing cheese and then have like some little, like some veggies, some nice crusty bread. This is a great idea. The melting pot, the spa.
Yeah. Well, look, Soup Plantation is closed, so
thanks. No. I was having a great day, and then you had to remind me about that. There's nothing to live for in this world anymore.
Yeah, buffets are shut down, so the last bastion of a buffet is the fondue place, because that's the last place that we can, you know, share food with other people. It's one of the last places where we can all get together and dip our hands and fingers and other shit that we put in our mouths into a giant pot of hot to lukewarm cheese.
Also, again, I'm going to say this again. Fucking nobody goddamn calls me at all, ever, all day, every day. the second we have a Patreon call or recording an episode, I am the most popular person in the world. I'm getting texts from people like, oh, I just, did you want to get dinner tonight? I mean, you don't have to. If you want to reschedule, that's fine. It's like, hey, just give me 5 minutes. Get back.
Yeah. Oh, did that person, because I saw the first thing come through, they texted you, and then like a few minutes later, it was a follow-up. Was that the same person going,
yes,
if you're not into it?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody, I know we're in quarantine, but fucking relax, because we're also doing shit. I think that people think because we're like, not at a job, we're all just staring at our phones constantly.
Now I just want to lay down and watch reruns of The Office.
Yeah, you should.
Just for the rest, not get any of the shit done I'm supposed to do. Ugh.
What are you supposed to do today?
Nothing, just like organize my shit. I just want to like clean out my car. I already cleaned out my car, but I want to organize all my shit because I have a lot of shit in my car right now. Seeing as I've been here 2 months, and then I want to clean my car out. I can't fucking go. They've closed all automated car washes, and I don't understand why. It makes absolutely no sense. I get closing.
Dumb.
I get having like full service ones closed, but like an automated, like the ones you drive through at they're connected to a fucking gas station.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Like the only thing is because you touch the keypad, but everybody touches the fucking keypad on the gas pumps. So what's the difference? Yeah, but
that seems like that would be the only way you would get a car wash now would be the automated ones.
Exactly. But no. So my car is fucking gross.
Mm.
So I got to wash my car. Like I'm not doing like I want to get a little. I've been riding every day. All week. It's been a five day streak. Very proud of myself.
Oh, nice.
So I want to get a little bit of riding done. Not a lot. Like not putting pressure on myself, but just like get some shit done. I just need to do like regular ass shit. But now I'm like, or I can put some vodka in the summer vibes mug and watch episodes of The Office.
I vote for, because I got to tell you, if we're full honesty, because I have like a bunch of shit to do today. That's why I'm like getting everything I can done today. Because I'm like, because tomorrow I can already kind of feel it. I'm like, when I'm going to get all my work done. And then when I'm done editing this episode tonight, I'm going to open up a bottle of wine. Tomorrow's gonna be a fuck around day. So today I worked out extra hard because tomorrow I'm gonna do. I don't have a summer vibes mug, but I have a popcorn bowl.
Any vibe is a summer mug. Jesus Christ!
What's the point? That's what we need to put on mugs, and that I have two Pussy Fart Gang the size mugs left. Any vibe is a summer mug. That, I'll put that on a fucking mug. I got two of these things left. I got two cups of pens left. I would write that on those and mail those to you guys. I promise.
They're all for special limited edition one of two mugs.
Right.
For the low price of $250.
Correct.
You get.
Oh, I mean,
that's a good deal.
Because wash your car, it's like, whatever. I think you should just kick back, put some vodka in your summer vibe, and throw your feet in a warm bowl of cheese.
I do. I got to get some hot cheese on these bad boys. It's fucking. I should take a picture and put it on the Patreon so you can all throw up with us.
Well, because now. And I don't know if you want to go into detail if the people you're staying with, that they listen to the show or not, but like, I mean, I know there's apple cider vinegar in the house, and that's helpful if you want to put that in a bowl with warm water and soak your feet in. That's what I'm going to do later.
Oh, maybe I'll do that. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I need like a fucking
chainsaw.
Like some steel wall.
Yeah.
I need to get something on these bad boys.
Every time, because I go so infrequently to get pedicures, like I was in with last place. Because Christina goes more than I. So they were like, oh, but this woman that's doing my feet, she was just like, you could tell she was mad about it. Because on Christina's foot, they just used the regular pumice stone. On mine, she was using pumice stone. And then she had to leave and come back and got what looked like a fucking cheese grater with like a Swiss Army knife. And just was slicing off ribbons of Parmesan off the bottom of my foot. I couldn't. She's that hurt. I'm like, I can't feel a goddamn thing.
She's like, oh, great. Well, that's, I bought that. I have that thing. It's like a slicer. Where you can like, yeah, it's not like the cheese. It's just like one blade.
Yeah.
It's like a guarded blade. and you just can fucking. Mm.
Oh, it's four cheese. I was like, for your feet? I need that.
Oh, no, it's for your feet. But who's to say you can't use it on cheese?
It's so gross. It's just the layers of dead skin come off. Oh, my God. Ooh. Yeah. And then
you
they
have
always
to do it because your feet have to be wet.
Yeah.
So it's just like, ugh. That's a good conversation. Who's hard? Who's hard and wet all the same time?
Ugh. It's like thick masa. You know what I mean? It's like just.
Well, I can't wait to make fresh tortillas on Friday.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, I've been trying to do that as often as possible. As often as I can remember to sound like an awful suburban dad at El Torito.
Yeah.
Tortillas. Can I get a margarita? a guacamole?
Apparently, my friend Lavina, who lives in Huntington Beach, she's not a Nazi. She's the one who reported on. She's like,
congratulations. You're one of six people that live in Huntington Beach that's not a Nazi.
Because I talked to her, I think it was like at the beginning of May, where that's when she was like, I'm like, what's going on? She's like, these fucking assholes are going to get out there with their trucks. And they're like, our body's our choice. And she's like, just stay the fuck in the house. She has a little kid. Her and her husband stay in there. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? But she, El Torito, and I always make fun of her because her name is Lavina Loya. So she is, she's like half Mexican, half, I think her mom is Native American, I think Cherokee. So it's like, so she's like, so I remember growing up, we went to elementary school together. She's like dark skin, dark hair. And we would go to like to Mexican restaurants together every Friday night. And we'd go and she's like, she hates fucking spicy food. She eats the most whitewashed Mexican food. And we just always made fun of her for it. And she was like, man, the El Torito's brunch is closed. I'm so bummed. I'm like, you are the whitest.
I love her. I love her. El Torito person. Does. That was another sad moment along with like the no more salsa bars was El Torito brunch is probably never going to exist. El Torito Brunch Buffet is the best brunch. Was, R.I.P., was the best brunch. It was the best.
Yeah, well, the sweet corn cake.
I miss it. Sweet corn cake.
Yeah.
Like, menudo and pozole and, like, 800 different types of, like, meats.
Mm-hmm. Well,
build your own tacos. Omelet bars.
I'm going to tell you this. If there's an El Torito near where you are, and I don't know if there is, at least the one down, it's in like on PCH right between like Seal and Long Beach, the place. She said that El Torito, she was sad about. She was like, oh, man, the brunch. So she drove by just from memories. This is why I really do love my childhood friends because they're still, everyone's insane. In their 30s with families. And she's like, I just want to go look at it to like have memories. She went down there, and they're doing what they're doing in walk-around cities, which is big fucking gallons of to-go margaritas. So she was like, they're bikers in the park. Like, so El Torito, I was like, well, that's one of the good things they're doing for the community. People are getting like a 32-ounce fucking, you want to talk about a summer mug. You want to talk about vibing on a summer mug. Yeah.
Now I want to go to an El Torito.
Yeah, and they'll give it to you in a to-go thing, and everyone there's driving. So she's just like, I just drove home with a fucking.
That's the weird thing about all the to-go booze here, as opposed to New York, where it's like, okay, yeah, you can like pick up. Here people are just straight going and picking up drinks in their cars.
Yeah.
It's very drive-through liquor store vibes. I'm sorry, mugs. It's the apocalypse. We can change words around and meanings.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Oh, we can't call a vibe.
My foot might fall off.
We can't call a vibe a mug. Well, guess what? You're really killing our mugs. So
you're really harsh on our mugs. What? I'm too busy scraping my foot right now.
Oh, are you doing what you like dig with your thumbnail?
I can't even do that.
It's really that hard?
Well, no, it's like gross. It's not, I don't know. Guys, I'm scared. I think I just need to like soak them.
Yeah. Soak
and
it.
Lotion and lotion them.
Yeah. Soak, lotion, and then overnight.
Cheese it.
Right. Cheese it over.
Soak it, lotion it, cheese it.
Yeah. I mean, have you massaged it? Have you, like, to get the circulation going, or?
I think that's why it looks so gnarly and why it's, like, diabetic foot is because of wearing this wrap all the time and then just having a broken ankle and it being weird.
Yeah.
I think the circulation's off.
Right.
Like, I have the wrap on now, and it's awfully tight. Take this bad boy off. I went for a little walkie earlier. Probably should not have done that.
How's it feel?
It hurt. I was, like, scared it was going to re-break, was how it felt. Yeah.
How far did you go?
Just up the block. But it was just too much because I walked around a little bit yesterday, and I did a lot of my little ankle exercises.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just think I got it. I have to chill today.
Yeah. You don't have a choice. If you wash your car, you will die.
I have to get drunk and watch reruns of The Office, which I don't know why I'm doing that, but that's what I've been doing.
It's a funny show.
I've just been, I know, but I rewatched it like in February when I was very depressed. So I'm scared I'm like about to like dip into another severe depression. Like my, the gauge for my depression is how deep into the fucking office I am. I'm on season 3, so.
Well, it's a weird, because you're close to the, what's today we're recording? It's bleepity blop of.
It's nothing matters.
Right. It's nothing matters of what even is a month.
Of flibbergapooner. Flibbergapooner.
Flibbergapooner. You know what? I got to say, for flibbergapooner.
That does sound like a holiday.
It does.
That's
what we're having, because flibbergapooner is what it would be called when it snows in fucking May.
It's, yeah, exactly. It sounds like a German holiday. It sounds like the German word for like snow in summer.
Right.
Oh, it's a flibbergapooner.
Flibbergapooner.
It does, though. It really does.
Or a Danish holiday. Adriana, let us know how the accent was on that. Did it sound like a word?
She's going to say, no, it did not. And please never reference my name on this podcast again. I am mortified.
Yeah, I really do. One of my favorite things about the group chats is that now we know faces of people that are actually listening. So it really does feel like we're talking to about the same 20 people. I just feel like, oh, we're just talking to our friends.
Yeah.
And referencing.
I mean, we basically are at this point.
I know.
You too, guys, could be our friends.
Do you want us to say your name publicly?
Just join the Patreon and we can ruin your lives more than we already have.
Can I? Every other show, like, I think about, like, friends of ours that have podcasts and people are like, I love this show. When you were a kid, if you would, like, call into Loveline you would want them to say your name. You'd be like, oh,
nice.
I hope
Loveline reference. Nice.
Thank you. Well, I'm talking about El Torito and Seal Beach and Lavina and drinking in parking lots.
We're just in, it's 96, baby. We're driving down the PCH listening to K-Rock.
Yep. Like, you'd always be like, oh, I hope they fucking say my name. This is the only, I think we might be the only people that host a show that when people send us a question, they either say, please don't say my name, or we go, okay, we're going to do this question. Is it okay if we say your name? Because most people, the answer is,
please do not. Please do not say my name. I would really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's, well, because you're on the countdown now of like 11 days till you drive back.
Yeah.
Which is?
Well, probably like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I'll stay a couple more days and then we'll drive back.
Yeah. I think that's actually a good idea, to stay and hang a little bit and be like, all right, let's be.
Yeah. See what happens.
Yeah. Not immediately like, hey, nice to see you. Let's get this fucking car for 3 days.
I think I somehow broke a rib sitting here. Is that?
Hold on.
I'm just going to lay down. I'm just going to record the rest of this episode laying down because I think I just broke a rib from sitting.
What the fuck happened? Did something just like pop? Oh, I almost fell on my fucking face trying to do walking uphill. Here's a little message. And I know people gauge like fitness level a lot of times. They're like, oh, it's by what you look like, what size clothes you're wearing. That does not mean you're in shape. So I've just been like, well, I'll just eat like less food because I'm not working out as much. And I used to do all this crazy like balance shit. I am so out of shape. I did like 10 push-ups on my knees and I felt like I was going to throw up. I pulled a muscle in my stomach. That's when you said the rib thing, because I pulled a muscle in my stomach doing very basic. Like, I did 10 push-ups on my knees, and then I went up on my feet, and I did the thing where you do, like, a half a push-up, and then you open up to one side. You know, like the yoga push-up, so you open up to a stretch. And when the first time I did, I reached my arm up, and I forgot to flex my stomach as I did it. I was like, oh, yeah, and this part just goes here. And I felt this twinge, and I, like, collapsed into the floor. And so I have, like, a knot in my stomach from, like, doing a very basic exercise.
Someone say a stretch. Someone not even call it exercise.
I was like, I got to do lunges. This is great. And I started doing lunges, and I did this thing where I bend over and twist, and I went into the first bend, and I just, like, my body wobbled and almost collapsed on the asphalt. And I was like, okay, well, so maybe we'll just do regular lunges.
Or maybe we'll just go home and drink a bottle of vodka. Your body's like, I'm good with that too.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm going to do today. That's why I was going to take a nap. And I'm like, get all your stuff done. Cause tomorrow you might be sad. And even if you're not sad, you're going to make yourself sad. Cause you're going to drink
so we don't have to do anything.
Yeah. It's nice to have her. And I have, like, cheese and stuff in here that I really, it's like,
I have celery and spinach. So tell me about it, sister. That's all I have. I have beans, celery, and spinach.
Did you get a pot?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I borrowed one. I borrowed a pot. That would have been great if I just went and bought a fucking pot.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I'm genuinely laying down while we record these last beautiful moments of the podcast and could fall asleep right now.
You probably, because what'd you do? You've been running around visiting people, like, the whole time you're there. And it's not relaxing, because it's like,
no
offense. We love cats, but they're like, I thought about that when Sebastian was waking me up and driving me crazy. And I thought about you, and I was like, dude, this whole quarantine, and while it's lucky, and I know you can be, like, you're good about having gratitude, like, oh, I'm glad I have a place to stay. I just don't know how you do it. Like, you have a very strong mind, because you've been on an air mattress, and this is, you know what I mean? And this is your first time being like, oh, I'm in, like, I'm alone, I have alone time. And as soon as you get alone time, you have two cats.
Yeah, that's, I'm going to go find a coyote. I swear to God. Like, that's the plan for the, if they don't shut up. I want not to kill them, just to scare them straight. Just to be like, look, see? This isn't your buddy.
What you should do is take them on a leash and go back in front of the Scientology building to be like, oh, if anything happens to me, that's fine. But as long as nothing happens to these cats.
That is a good idea. I don't care about myself at all. But these cats, if something happened to these cats, I definitely never tell anyone's secrets.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, if somebody wanted to get back at me, killing me is not going to do it. But I'll tell you what, if anyone hurt these cats.
Killing my beautiful babies. I'm genuinely a little scared.
I would be too.
About tonight. They can get in the building. They've gotten in the building before.
Shut the fuck up. How?
Yeah. Don't know. We don't know. This is back when I lived here. Yeah.
Wait, what? When? What happened with that?
It's happened a few times.
Like, how? What, so, like, what? So, they're just in there, like, spraying people's apartments with bleach, and they're like, oh, sorry, we thought.
Like, visiting people. Multiple former members live here. I won't say anything else.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so, they do, like, check-ins. It's fucking weird.
Like, on former members?
Yeah, where they moved a camera to face the yard after somebody was out there talking a little loudly. Yeah, they moved one of the cameras on the other. I swear we talked about this on the podcast when it happened. This was like,
we did.
I mean, this was like over 2 years ago.
Right. I know. I remember you saying they turned a camera. Now, I did not realize that there were former members of the church living in your building. That makes it very different. That makes it like not joking scary. Like, we are still going to make a movie on a roller coaster. And by roller coaster, I mean send people in missionary hazmat suits. So we'll combine this with Mormonism. We are still going to start this thing where you can, like, make money from home. Well, it's not your home. It's from someone else's home. You make money by going to someone else's home, violently shaking them.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And then leaving them for a 2-week quarantine. So injured that they can't leave for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that you had like former members though.
Yeah. No, so I'm like, I definitely will be sleeping with the windows locked tonight.
Yeah.
Again, guys, if no one hears from me, Franklin Village Scientology celebrities.
Dude, that's wild. You'll be like, if I die, it was them. If the cats are hung, like their bodies are hung up and skinned, you're like, that was probably me.
That was for sure me.
Yeah. Dude, that's super scary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got to, do they have air? Do you have air conditioning in there? Or is it like you're just going to close the windows and be in a sauna?
I mean, I'll just be in a sauna.
Yeah.
No, there's air conditioning.
Dude.
I know. I'm like, I'm going to have to get drunk tonight so I can fall asleep. Or I have a bunch of weed. I'll just smoke a bunch of weed and get really paranoid.
That seems like a great idea. Well, dude, we talked about this in the, when we did the Patreon group chat, but my windows, I like to have them open because I love my cat dearly, but I am wildly allergic to him and my apartment doesn't have a lot of ventilation. So like right now it smells like Brussels sprouts.
Hello.
And garlic in the kitchen, kitty litter and cat shit in the, cause even like clean it out, it's just like, it's the smell. And so I have to keep the windows open, but Sebastian, because the birds, now that the humans are gone, the birds are taking over. It is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Because my apartment, when I wake up, it sounds like I'm in like a bird sanctuary. They're everywhere. It's great.
How relaxing.
Yeah. But Sebastian, I took probably 20 minutes of video of him on my phone. He loses his goddamn mind. I'll send you a video. It's really funny because he just looks.
Oh, God.
He stares out the window, and this one bird was like in the tree and then right on the fire escape right by the window. And Sebastian just looks and he just starts meowing and looking at me. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do. He's like,
sorry, buddy.
Yeah. But he the other day, and so now I have to watch him because I'm like, oh, that's cute. He's looking at the birds and I see him like get low and like he's going to pounce. And I'm like, that's funny. He's not going to do anything. Well, the other day he pounced so hard and I had the window all the way open that he knocked the screen fully out onto the fire escape and he was like outside.
I mean, he's been an inside cat his whole life. So he probably was scared shitless when that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. He freaked out. And then I was telling my mom and then she says, how high up are you? And I was like, the second floor. And she's like, she probably closed that window. Do you sleep with that open? I'm like, yeah, what do I care? She's like, so someone could just like walk up there and climb in. And I was like, yeah. And I got scared.
What I'm hoping for.
But then I was like, oh, wait a minute. That would do
it's
me a little good.
It's not suicide if you get murdered.
Right? It doesn't count as suicide. And it's like, well, what if? And I'm like, oh, if someone tries to rape me, that's what I was like, I didn't even think about that. I need to leave my window open. I am so fucking horny. I was like, that's genius. I'm going
to
open my window.
You need to keep
window.
The screen out. Just squirrels, birds, whatever. Fucking get whatever you can in that place.
And I've got this heart light. And so I'll just move it to the window, like in the red light district, just to be like.
Yes. Rapist. Right this way.
And I'll just hang like, and along the, on the, like on the ladder up the fire escape, I'll just hang like little bottles of like lube and condoms, like Reese's Pieces, like in E.T.
Yes. And also Reese's Pieces.
Yes. Reese's Pieces stuffed in the panty pocket, like where we put the space chili, but we'll put.
Yeah, for snacks.
Yeah.
Panty pocket Reese's Pieces.
Right.
That's how Reese's Pieces should just be sold like that. I mean, I think most things should be sold in a pussy pocket. Not a pocket pussy, pussy pocket.
Yeah.
Don't be disgusting.
Pocket pussy.
Gross.
It's a pussy.
That's, ugh.
Pocket.
Pocket.
Again, everything is the perfect temperature always.
Yeah, constantly. Perfect body temp.
Oh, my God. Hold on. As I'm like, as I was just like, I'm like, I got to turn my mic off so I can like sniffle. Again? Oh, I did not tell you this. I didn't text you yesterday. I was pissed. So we always joke about how, like, if you buy, you know, ooh, you can't buy too much Sudafed because people are going to think you're making meth. I went in yesterday to CVS. I buy a 20-pack every, like, 3 weeks. I went in yesterday. Today, I take two a day.
A 20-pack of what?
The Claritin D. So they're 12 hours. I take two a day. And I was like, oh, let me go in. I was on a walk. I'm like, I had two left. I was like, let me go in and just get more now so I don't have to come back. I'm already out. And I walked in and I made a fucking joke. And I walk. So I stand in this long ass line with kids running around. And I'm like, hey, can I get the Claritin D? And she goes, yeah, can I see your ID? And I go, sure. And I give it to her. And she scans it again.
She's
and
like,
looks
you've
a lot of
too much.
And she goes, yeah, we can't. I can't sell this to you. And I was like, excuse me? Are you joking? Being serious? She was like, no, we can't. Like, it says you bought some too recently. We can't sell this to you. And I'm like, I bought a 20 pack 3 weeks ago. Like, if you take two a day, that would last 10 days. But again, it's not her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally. But still.
And then here's, get denied allergy medicine and then try not to look like a fucking meth addict. Especially.
Exactly.
Especially when it started raining yesterday. So I walk in, my running shoes are soaked. So I'm soaking wet. I'm covered in rain water, dripping wet.
I'm glad you clarified what you were dripping wet with.
Yeah. Is rainwater and then the rest was sweat. The stuff between my legs was sweat because I was like, I gotta get my fucking Claritin. Like, are you a meth addict? No, I'm not a drug addict. I'm just like addicted to breathing through my face. Like, what? But I'm like soaking wet, just full. And I don't have like a regular mask. I have like a jet black, like a bandana, like a robber's mask and gloves. So like everyone, you look like a criminal anyway. And then I was just in there like breathing heavily, like, why don't you give me like just. And she goes,
Give me my drugs.
And she goes, well, we can't because of the ingredients. And then now I'm mad and I just ran ahead and eaten. And now I can't get my fucking meth.
Yeah, now you're methless.
She was like, well, we can't because. I go, yeah, I know, because I can make meth. I know. And people just like got very quiet. And I was like, I can't. I said, I have two pills left. I can't make meth with two pills. And then it got even more quiet. And I was like, I'm going to go. And then.
Good day, madam.
And then I always keep cash with me to tip. And so then I gave her a $20 bill. I said, here's for working. And she's like, don't take it. And I go, no. This is also for me yelling.
Yeah.
About meth.
You're like, I'm also very embarrassed of myself. So please take this money. Tell no one what you've seen
like
here today.
Like a dog out of a bath. Just like I was mad and shaking. I got my allergy pills. Just water everywhere. There's like,
yeah, I know. Because I can make meth with it.
Yeah. Why do you think I won it in the first goddamn fucking place?
Oh, because I have a cat? Yeah. Likely.
I need it so I can breathe.
And also so I can smoke more meth.
Yeah. How do you
fucking
think I
nerds.
Afford the rent on the Upper East Side?
I mean, it is. It's like the end of the world. So just let us do a bunch of drugs.
It's fucking crazy. They need to just lift all these bands. Just lift them. Let us do whatever we want.
Let us, yeah. Don't lift like the mask bands, but lift the meth pill bands.
Yeah.
That's the fight we want to have.
Yeah, lift the drug bands. Let us just do drugs. They're already, as we see, letting people just drink and drive. They're letting underage children buy alcohol in New York because every time I've ordered wine, they'll drop it off. There's no one even there to check my ID.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
I know.
What a time to be a shitty kid. I would have just loved to be a teenager right now.
I know.
Fuck, you know, fucking nothing. It's not fair. This is like Nazi Germany because I'm not a teenager right now. It's not fair. My body, my choice. My choice is to be 15 years younger. So I think this is some fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Look. This is a lot of bullshit. I got to wear a mask and our bodies are right at the age where we like look young and hot enough, but they're just old enough that we do things like pull a muscle doing a stretch and break a rib doing a sit.
Sitting.
Doing a sit.
Hey, I was breathing.
I was expanding and contracting my lungs.
Yeah. That's what did it. I took in one breath too deep and my old bones, my old disgusting lady bones were just like, fuck it. This ankle's healed quick. Let's break something else. We need another excuse to stay in California for two more months.
Yes, you gotta stay.
Break them bones.
Or go
get
back
pregnant.
In front. Up. Okay, I was gonna say go back in front of the Scientology building and get captured. But
oh. Yeah, that's what I said.
First of all, how is getting pregnant gonna keep you in California?
Don't worry about it. Some people get pregnant to trap a man. I'm getting get pregnant to trap myself in California.
So if Preston, who's going to knock you up? I assume not Preston, because if it's Preston, he'll be like, yeah, yeah, you're pregnant, so let's go back to St. Louis. And you'll be like,
probably, it'll probably be the Scientologist that comes in to kill me tonight in my sleep.
Yes.
That's what I'll do. I'll flip it and I'll rape him.
What you need to do, what you got to do is take my idea, which I was doing a joke, but you need to do it for reals tonight. He's already dressed up like the exterminator from E.T. You need to set a trail.
Oh, you're right.
Of Reese's Pieces from the Scientology building and go walk
Dianetics.
By. Yep.
Just copies of Dianetics.
And leave, like, you know, and talk about, like, oh, personality test or whatever they want to hear you yell about. Like, what? You could test this personality.
Hello.
Hello. I want you to fill me with your thetans. So you do leave a trail.
I'm a pyramid.
Just,
ma'am.
Yeah. Leave a trail and have him come in. And then if he comes in like he's going to kill you, you're there on the couch like this, just like with legs open. Like,
let's do this, baby.
I've been waiting for you. And when's the last time you shaved your pussy?
It's been a minute. I just checked. I just checked it.
And you checked, and guess what? She didn't even look down her panties. She pulled up like the leg of her shorts.
I did. Yes, I did. I just pulled my shorts to the side.
Dude, this is how you're going to, this is easy. You can work. You're not going to get murdered and you'll get pregnant and you'll have to stay in California. Take your pussy and shave it in the upside, like shave it in a triangle, upside down pyramid.
I wish I was a better artist and I could just do the face of L. Ron Hubbard.
Have Tyler do it for you.
Tyler, are you listening? I need some topiary design. Some Scientology related pussy hair art. Is that regular?
Yeah.
Also, Tyler, great side gig if this lawyer thing doesn't work out.
Yeah, you can make pussy hair stencil.
Oh, what a job.
Yeah, you just shave it in the sort of the up, like in a triangle, so it's like the sacred temple. And then they all come in, they just fucking run lines on you. That's what they'll do. They'll gang rape you.
Oh, thank God. When he's like, no, this is how you get gang raped.
This is because, and you want them to all come inside and you're like, oh, I'm on birth control, wink. And then you don't know who the dad is.
Oh, that's even more fun.
Yeah.
And then I live in the dungeon of the celebrity center for the rest of my life, which is not long.
No. And your nickname? So what do we have? We have the regular series, the prequel, dystopian future, and then this scene is the porn version. And guess what this is called? Pyramid of Creams.
Oh, good.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. It's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand.